92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za, the 702 app, and DStv channel 856.
9 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Cherokee Billy is on the line, and he joins me now. Cherokee Billy, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We really appreciate your time, sir. Hello, Cherokee Billy. Are you there?
Yes.
Ah, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, sir, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us about this very, very interesting subject, Indigo Children. But before we start, who is Cherokee Billy? We are hearing at this part of the globe, on the southern tip of the African continent, that Cherokee Billy is a clairvoyant advisor. He's a spiritual advisor. What does that mean?
First off, I am a woman, not a man.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. My apologies. My absolute sincere apologies, ma'am. I really, really apologize for that. Yeah.
I guess I sound like a man. I give up. I don't know. I've been doing this forever, all my life, but mainly the past 15 years or through the internet. And what I do is not quite like a psychic. I am a spiritual advisor. So when people call me, they're not just going to get answers. I'm going to give direction of what you do spiritually to change your life.
Ah.
That's it.
And that involves, I suppose, the understanding, the very deep understanding of spiritual matters, the currents of spiritual matters. Would this be part of, I don't know, a way of understanding humanity and the way that the world is going that that we need at this time in our development?
Well, we need it mainly not. I don't think any of us are going to understand the world anymore, but we need it for protection, mainly.
Protection from?
From the world, from the demonic forces, from everything that's out there that is negative. And it's increasing by the minute.
Yeah.
What it's needed for.
Yeah. Tell me about Indigo Children. What is that?
Oh, gosh, that's a big subject. How do I start? It was identified by a lady, I can't remember when she did it. Nancy Ann Tapp, I think is her name. She's an expert in the field of intuitive readings and different things, and she identified these colors because the indigo is the color of the third eye, and these children being born are able to tap in through that third eye into spirituality, and they're doing it without really knowing that they're doing it. Most of them have no clue. Only if their parents are aware and start teaching them do they really understand what they have. They have gifts, and they don't even know, a lot of them, what to do with it. Some of them do, again, depending on the parent. But they have intuition, and they are wise way beyond their years. If you talk to children like 6, 7 years old, and you listen to them, they're incredibly brilliant.
Yeah.
Most of them. And this is why, because they are being born with this gift, and again, it's coming because nobody could have predicted what is coming to us now worldwide with this pandemic and all of its ramifications. And these children are being gifted so that they can help and lead us through the future.
It appears to me that that sounds like children that are preordained for a particular moment in time in the development of humankind. Is this somehow something that, I don't know, Providence, God, the universe knew would happen and therefore gifted us with these type of children?
Well, I believe in God, and yes, I would say God did know and is bringing them in to help us, because they are the guides to the future. So yes, they are here for a reason. They may not know it, but they are, and they'll be led spiritually or however they're going to be led into it. And some will just already know and won't have to be led. but they need special attention. And unfortunately, a lot of these children are being diagnosed with ADD, attention deficit disorder, and giving drugs, which stops that intuitive gift that they have. That's one of the bad parts.
What sort of gifts do they possess that we should be aware of when we identify these children? And are they all just children? Do they are they adults now that we can point to as former Indigo children?
Yes. I would say there are some who are adults, young adults, so, you know, 20, 30 years old at the max on this particular thing. And, you know, they're empathic, they're sensitive, they're nonconformists. I've met many like that. And resistant to a lot of the changes going on and authority in the world. So they often, like I said, are diagnosed as having behavior problems when actually they really are gifted. So parents don't know this per se. If they did, they would be taking those children away from schools and things that are causing them to feel bad and make them more aware of their gift. But unfortunately, if the parent isn't aware, it's not going to help.
How? And I suppose you can appreciate the situation of not understanding how to deal with this for parents that have children who are Indigo children, because I suppose they, as parents, come from a particular way of living. They've complied with certain ways of living that society demands and places upon them. How should they be parents to children that are so highly gifted? How should parents who have Indigo children be supportive to children that are that way? I mean, you've already spoken about the fact that, you know, don't put all sorts of drugs into these children, that they are usually diagnosed with certain disorders like ADD. But how do parents identify that my child might be an Indigo child? We all think that our children are very special. What is the one identifying or two identifying characteristic that says this is a special child, but this is a special child? And how do we support them?
I think the way I'm not sure exactly how, you know, the specific way that they would identify it, but if the child is speaking of things that no way they could know, you know, they've not been exposed to, there's one way you're going to know. The child has that in their spirit, and they know it. So that would be a clue to the parent that this is something beyond. But see, in our world today, it isn't as spiritual as people would like to think. Most people really aren't that spiritual. They may have a religious belief, they may not, but they're not very spiritual. There's a big difference between religion and spiritual.
Yeah.
Big difference. And there's the dichotomy, so to speak. So it depends on the parent. But let's just put it this way. The best thing is any parent who thinks their child has different abilities should encourage them and, you know, support them, the best way I can say, in what they're doing.
What are they doing?
They're talking about things that, you know, parents just don't understand. That's part of it, is they just talk about things that their parents look at them like, you're crazy. You know, what are you talking about? That attitude.
Yeah. What are they going to be leading us to?
I wish I could tell you exactly.
Yeah.
But I think it has a lot to do with the changes over the past 2 years in our world, that they were being brought in for this. That is what they're coming in, is to really enlighten people in the future, it may not now, but at some point they will be leaders of, because there's so much going to happen. I mean, it's so complicated. You've got the effect of the Antichrist coming more into power, and all the things that lead to the Antichrist that are happening right now in our world. It is just there.
What does that? What does that mean? What you just said now? What does that mean?
The Antichrist.
Yes.
You don't know what that is?
No, I don't.
Well, it's Satan, for lack of a better word, and it's a being, an entity that has no belief in Christ, in Jesus, and that is the Antichrist, and they are going to control the world. And one example already is in starting in place is the fact that you have to have a vaccination for the COVID virus, or you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything. That right there is part of it. It's not complete, there's more to it, but that's an indication of that control. And this is worldwide. This is not one country that is doing this. This is worldwide. When it hits worldwide, that's when you know things are turning more demonic than they ever were. And it's time for you to turn to God, to Jesus, more than you ever did. Whether you believe in it or not, you better start paying attention, because that's the only salvation there.
So all of these indigo children are Christian?
No. They don't know. They may not know it. They may instinctively know it, but they are not being brought up as Christian per se. And churches and religion is not really the way that it happens. I can't explain it. They may intuitively, okay, I've read books and I can't think of the name of it. There's so many about children real young, 3-4 years old, who are telling their parents about Jesus, and they have never been to church or anything. It's happening more and more.
So in countries and places where perhaps children were never brought up as Christian, so these children will be making references to Jesus?
Perhaps in as Jesus, perhaps not. But they're going to indicate everything that leads to it. We'll put it that way. You know, I'm not here to convert someone and make them believe. I don't consider myself a Christian from the standpoint of the world. But I do consider myself definitely a believer in Christ and what he stood for and what he is. And he is of the most divine being that ever came around.
So, and these children are going to be here to point us to Christ, to believing and living in a...
Not necessarily.
No? Yeah?
They're not necessarily going to be pointing to that. But they're going to see the things that are not of God, and they're going to be pointing those out. That's the thing.
Like vaccine?
Not. It may not be even vaccine. It could be something different, completely different. I'm just pointing out what I see right now. Children are going to do what their parents say, usually, and it would be a very strong child who doesn't want to do it, who won't do it, very strong. And unfortunately, most are going to be, you know, how do I say it, heavily persuaded that they have to do this. Again, it's everyone's belief. What I'm saying, many people will not agree with, okay?
Yeah, no. Well, that's neither here nor there. You know, yeah. We're not looking for agreement. We just want to hear more and learn more. So
well, there's a lot of people who are seeing this. And I'm going to give an example, no names. It's someone quite famous that I happen to have worked with. And they are in music. And they tour around the world all the time. Well, they walked away, literally, from this because they're not going to get the vaccine, and they walked away from their career. Okay? There are people, and this person is not that young, but there are people who are really aware and are resisting this more than people know, because the average person is going to go along with it. Almost everyone I know has had the vaccine, and they feel it's the right thing. They really do, and you can't persuade them any other way.
So these indigo
I don't think the indigo children are going to be standing there saying, don't get vaccinated, okay? I don't know how they're going to work in this, but they're going to do something that will help change the world. They themselves may be vaccinated. They can't because they're going to go along with their parents, okay?
So it doesn't mean they're going to be saying no. Yeah. So what is it that these indigo children are going to be providing us in ways that are understandable, I suppose, for the average person? What is it that they're going to do for humanity or for their communities? And perhaps let me contextualize my question by saying this. These children seem to occur all over the world, right?
Correct.
They don't just emerge in countries that have a specific worldview.
They don't just emerge in countries.
They're everywhere. So they would be in countries where perhaps there is no concept of Christianity, right? Where perhaps they don't necessarily have the consciousness of a deity and a being that is to direct us in a particular way. So how would they then articulate? How would they be able?
I really don't know, because I'm not one, so I really don't know how they'll talk or, but they're going to know it instinctively, and it's like what no matter what your belief is, they're going to know that certain things are right, certain things are wrong. They're going to know it by instinct.
But is that not the is that not a faculty of all human beings, that we know what is right and wrong by instinct?
No, not anymore. I see very little of that in the human race anymore. Sorry, I'm very different than most people. I don't see it as a lot of teachers do, as everyone being coming into an awakening and enlightenment. Some are, granted, some are, but the majority are not that enlightened. Doesn't matter if they're a leader of a country or a guy shoveling out barns. It doesn't matter. People, some are aware and some aren't. And they may not know. Again, it doesn't matter about knowing Jesus. It will be something you will feel within you. It has nothing to do with the religion, as I'm saying. They don't have to know the Bible. They don't need any of that. It's just something that will pull. It's a direction that they will be going.
Yeah. You made reference to the idea that they will have a particular understanding of right and wrong.
Correct.
That's
different than most people would have. As adults, they're going to understand it. And, you know, they already do. Some of them, like I said, talk to some of these children, just any children, and get a group of them together and talk and listen to them. And you're going to know the ones that really have an understanding when you listen to them. The thing is, most people don't listen.
What will I be listening for? I mean, if I've got children of my own, and, you know, I see sparks of genius in some of them. Some of them I just wonder where they get some of the ideas that they come up with. What would I be listening for if I'm speaking to children who are indigo children? What is it that will strike me for me to be able to know that these children are these special children that are to lead humanity to a higher level of understanding of right and wrong?
Well, like you said, when they say things that you're like astounded by, that's an indication right there that this kid knows something. And what you would want to do is encourage and nurture them to develop that gift, whatever it may be. Each one's going to be unique. There is not going to be like each one like a cookie cutter stamped out the same.
Yeah.
They're all going to be different. They're all going to have different gifts, different abilities, different talents. But when you see that they know more than, like, say, the average child their age, that's a good indication right there.
Yeah, yeah. And
it just, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
And often I think that they don't socialize as much with children as, you know, playing and things like that as much because they don't relate to it as well.
They don't relate to playing?
Not playing, but just they don't relate so much to many of the things the children are doing. They just don't relate because they're more developed. Their minds, their brains, whatever you know want to call it, their intuitive self, they're just a little more developed and they're going to look at things differently and they're not maybe going to be as interested in some of the things most children are.
Mm. Give me a call. If you have indigo children, if you've encountered indigo children, perhaps you could help us identify them in our context, in the African context. I suppose, Cherokee Billy, I must accept that you speak from a particular point of view. You speak from, you know, being an American in America and the realities of America,
correct,
the world views of America. I would be interested to find out, would we have African indigo children?
Absolutely.
And how would they articulate their presence, or how would we need to, and somebody in China, in India, how would those children appear in Japan? In other words, children that don't come from a particular cultural background that you might be aware of, how would we be able to identify these children, and do they exist? You say they do. I want to talk about that after the break, but let's take a quick break. When I come back, my guest is Cherokee Billy, world-renowned spiritual advisor and clairvoyant, and we're speaking about indigo children. If you've come across indigo children, if you've had a conversation with one, I'd love to hear from you straight after.
702.
The Aubrey Masango Show.
Live, online.
Smartphones, DSTV.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
25 minutes to 10 o'clock. My guest is Cherokee Billy, and she's a world-renowned spiritual advisor, clairvoyant. We're talking about indigo children and how to identify them. What is their mission in life? Not just our lives, but in the life of life, yeah? Life of humanity, but life of all other species, the globe, all of the things that are taking place. And we are told that these are a special, more developed part of our species, and they are going to help mankind get to a better place, I would imagine. Am I putting it in the correct way,
yes.
Cherokee Billy? Yeah.
Yes, I think you are.
Yeah. What is it? What is it that, you know, over and above the issue of the vaccine? What is it
right.
that they are here to correct? I suppose.
Wow. I'm not sure of everything.
Yeah.
I only pointed that out because it's something occurring now.
Yeah.
But these indigo children are usually going to be nonconformists. They're not going to want to follow the path of everyone else. And they're always usually resistant to authority. And they suffer a lot usually from it. And they're looked on as odd or rebellious or bad or whatever. And that is part of the problem they deal with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take some calls on 011-883-0702-021-446-0567.
And again, I want to state I am not the authority on this. I know what I know, but I don't claim to be an authority.
Yeah, yeah. Have we had indigo children in the evolution of life before? Have we had them appear in...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's always been, you know, but it's more coming in because it's more of a need, plus the population of the world has grown so much.
Yeah. And if you could point me to history or perhaps a child that we would know of in history that could have been an indigo child? Somebody's asking me.
One that comes to mind to me and is living now would be the Dalai Lama.
Right.
He was definitely an indigo child and well advanced beyond his years. And now he's an older gentleman. But he would definitely be someone right there.
Okay. Would he have protégés, perhaps, that he would have been training in this indigo life, perhaps?
I'm sure he has been teaching children. I'm sure. And it isn't, I don't know if he calls it indigo. I have no idea what he would call it, but I'm sure he is helping children to understand their gifts, per se. He's the one that comes to mind first off to me.
Yeah, yeah. Carolyn talking to us from Connecticut in the United States says, "Hi, Aubrey and guests. Thank you for this interesting topic. What do we call indigo children who are adults? Is there a term for indigo adults?"
If there is, I don't know what it is, okay? But, you know, like I say, I feel they are young adults in their 20s to 30s, that many of them are in that age group, okay? And I would just say an enlightened being, yeah. As simple as that.
What would have triggered their occurrence at this time? Is there a specific event that would have triggered their emergence, their birth in the numbers that...
The world needs guidance. I mean, look around. People are getting, more cold, more shut off than ever from humanity. And it's just lack of humanity that is bringing out, let's say, the indigo child, because they have a humanitarian outlook more. They may be children that stay more alone, but they see things as a whole.
Yeah.
They really do.
Let's take some calls. Lehlohonolo is in Soweto. Hi, Lehlohonolo.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Lehlohonolo, what's on your mind?
I'm good, thanks. I would like to add on what the guy that you're sitting with there is actually saying, but I'm not
a child. It's a lady, Lehlohonolo.
Oh, it's a lady. Serious about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I would like to add on what the lady said. I'm actually a 36-year-old man. And then I believe growing up, I used to see things that other people don't see. I was viewed differently. And then there are certain things that I used to say that people don't really understand.
Yep.
And then even now, growing up, like I actually had a gift. I see things, I hear things. Sometimes I even dream of certain things about people or
yep.
stuff that whenever I talk to people about, they tend to not even understand what is it that I say, or even if when I try to explain to them,
yeah.
they tend to be far away from things that I say to them.
Yeah.
So yes, I do believe. I didn't even know that it's called an indigo child until I had to Google it, and then saw what an indigo child actually is.
Yeah.
So not a child, like I said, but I believe in what the lady is actually saying.
Yeah.
Like I said, growing up, I used to see things, I used to hear things. Even like no one actually taught me what most people actually know.
Yeah.
Like spirituality and religion, I view those differently. I believe that I'm a spiritual child. As for religion, I believe that religion was actually taught. So I'm no longer religious as I was before. I've turned a different eye from a religion, the absolute religion. But now I look at the world differently. Even because I heard you guys spoke about corona stuff like that. Like I don't even believe it exists. It's just something that's out there. Like, guys, just to cut the long story short, I just don't believe that this whole coronavirus exists. I just see the world differently.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, even the news, if I watch TV, I don't just watch the TV. Even movies, I view movies differently. I view people differently.
Yeah.
I'm always alone. No one has taught me everything that I know. Everything just came to me. I don't know. Maybe, maybe spiritually, whatever. But then just to add on what the lady said, I actually do believe that. I think I'm also one of those people who are actually called illegal child. I'm not sure because I'm not a child. Yeah.
How old are you now, little Honol?
I actually turned 36 Friday on the 12th of November.
Okay. And you say you saw things. What does that mean?
Well, things that I cannot actually explain. Even now, I'm actually afraid of being in the dark. It's called anitophobia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I can't be in the dark because of, since I grew up, I used to see things that people cannot even see. I used to, like, maybe sit around these people, then I would hear voices, like strange voices, or maybe see, I don't know, creatures or something like that, because I've been calling creatures or whatever. But then I used to see things that people don't see. I would sit around with you in the same room, and then I would see something just standing there looking at us. And then I would be scared because of it, something that I've never seen before. We've never seen, I watch the TV, I've never seen this thing on TV, on the newspapers or whatever magazines. But then I would run away from wherever I am, and then people would be so surprised that, why is he running? And then I would point it out, like, here's the thing. I don't even know the name of what I'm seeing, but people would actually run away with me because of, like, they think that I'm crazy or something like that. Mm. But then even now, hearing things, like, I hear things.
I hear you, little Honolo. Thanks very much for your call. Much appreciated. Phil is in Centurion. Hi, Phil.
Hi, good evening.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Good show.
Thank you.
Audrey and Billy.
Yeah.
Does Billy consider Islam and say the Baha'i faith to be anti-Christ?
Well, Hello? I'm not here to judge, religions at all. You know, it just depends. I think it's more an individual thing than religion, because I don't have a religious belief. As I said, I'm not a Christian by that, whatever people term that. I'm really not. So it has nothing to do with, I don't believe everybody who's of Islam faith is demonic or something like that. Not at all. No. But, you're looking for, again, with indigo children, they're going to go against the normal. You know, whatever is normal to their culture, they're going to have a lot of trouble with it.
Yeah. Phil, thanks for
right, so you.
Yep.
You say that your individual, if you met an individual person who practiced the Islamic faith, you would not consider him to be antichrist. Is that right?
That is correct.
Hello? Pardon?
She says that is correct, Phil.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I see. So you judge him on his individual situation, not on his faith.
Phil, I'm not trying to stop you, but is there a specific direction that you're going?
Yeah, I just want to know whether according to what Billy said earlier, it struck me that anyone who is not a believer in Christ is an antichrist.
Well, that's not quite the way it works. They may not know who Christ is, an indigo child. They may not know it by name, whatever, but it will be something they're drawn to. And again, you're thinking in terms of religion more than you are on a spiritual thing. And it's, I don't know how to explain on a spiritual level, the difference between Christ, the Christ, and religious Christianity. It's a big difference.
And Phil, in Centurion, I'm gonna let you go there. Thanks very much for your call. Much appreciated. I'm getting a lot of calls and messages, Billy, that are saying that what you're saying describes children. That children are, and by that is that all children, that children are fundamentally nonconformist, that they are gifted in very, very powerful ways until they are corrupted by, I suppose, by life, failure, and all of the things that make us jaded and so forth, that there is no special cohort of indigo children. How would you respond to that? The argument here is that, well, all children are indigo children. Ultimately, it's life that takes away their special abilities, well, their ability to see.
That is a very good point.
Yeah.
It really is. I can't say, as I said, I'm not an expert on this. I know a lot about, I don't claim to be an expert, but it could be that all children are born. I think they are. You know, when you take a little baby, say, like a year or younger, you know, they still are so close to spirit that they see spirits, you know, and they may be talking to someone and the parents wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
When the kid's in the bed, you know, and it's talking to someone. But children, young, really do have a connection to the spirit world, to God, to whatever it is that is divine. And they've got it. And I do believe that probably most are born with it, but not all. I don't think all are born with this. I really don't.
And my other caller, Lehloho Nolo, who speaks of experiences with, as he says, seeing things when he's a child. He continues to see things even now, has a fear of the darkness. Would he be an indigo child turned adult?
I think so. You know, he has an understanding. He's aware of things. And yes, again, I said indigo children are getting older now, you know, this since it's been identified. So yes, he could definitely be one.
Let me speak to Lulama in
I don't know what you'd call them now, other than adults with a free thinking mind.
Yeah. Lulama in Winchester Hills, go ahead.
Hi, Aubrey and Billy. So just quickly, looking outside in, I am increasingly believing that Billy herself is an indigo child. And also just picking from, you know, the other day said what you appreciates. And she's been like working with this topic for a while. And although, Billy, you say that you're not an expert in this area, you've actually opened up a world of expertise into this area. So I have a question for you. Do you believe that you are an indigo child, yes or no? And whichever one you're going to answer, if yes, how so?
Well,
if
I never thought. So? I never thought about it.
But do you think you are then? I mean, you know, here you are.
I never thought about myself.
You've never sat down and looked at yourself and your ability to advise spiritually and all of the things that you do for humanity, that maybe that might be a sign that you yourself are gifted in the ways of indigo children?
I never thought about it, but I can say this, that I have all the indications. I didn't relate much to children when I was young. I didn't hang out with kids. I thought they were different, and I did see things. Like one gentleman who called in earlier, I was seeing things that I thought was normal and didn't understand until I became an adult, studied metaphysics. That's what really helped me. And then I understood, oh, I was seeing something that others didn't see.
So I suppose based on your description of yourself and the work that you do, Billy, so I suppose I agree with Lulama, just based on that you yourself may be an indigo child yourself. I mean,
but I'm awful old to be an indigo child.
Well, Dalai Lama is, so you too. You could well just as well be.
Dalai Lama is definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's in his 80s. I'm in my 70s. So, you know, it could be. You know, I think these children have always existed, you know, personally. I just think it's been identified more over the last, you know, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's identified more. But they've probably always existed. You know, when you look around at children who didn't follow the norm, who went a different way. And, you know, if you talk or listen to people who are very famous,
yeah,
often they will say they dropped out of school at a young age and they were led a different way,
yeah,
you know. And that, you know, what comes to mind to me is Johnny Depp. He is a very gifted man and has been through a lot of persecution as well. But at a young age, he dropped out of school. I think he was like 13, 14.
Yeah.
He dropped out and went a whole different path. And then look at what he's achieved.
What about university dropouts, Billy?
University dropouts?
Yeah, because I'm one. I'm thinking maybe I might be.
Well, yeah, it can be, because often look at the people who have succeeded really huge, and most of them, it's always amazing they didn't finish school or college.
Lulama, I think I hear where you're going. Thanks very much for your question. Much appreciated.
She is an indigo child. Yeah. We accept you as an indigo child. Thank you.
Lulama in Winchester Hills. Much appreciated. Sam in Cape Town. Hi.
Hi, evening. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Sam. Go ahead.
Good, good. Okay, so I'm listening to the show, and I'm thinking along the clarity of an indigo child.
Yeah.
You'll see things in these children that, like you say, they go sort of against the grain. They have almost like an unnatural love of, say, nature, of things around them, a different kind of idea about things. So if I look at my daughter, she, for example, we watched a program on the global warming and the icebergs breaking, and she had a complete meltdown, like tears coming out her eyes. She felt it more than I would say most. So some kids would watch it and they'd say, okay, this is what's occurring. When you have an indigo child or a child that has those kind, they see beyond, they feel beyond. They tend to understand beyond. So and then you look at them and you think they're different, or they'll come out and they'll say the strangest things at the weirdest times. Like, oh, I remember when somebody did this. No, but you can't remember that because they've passed on. You've never met them. But I remember them doing it. And they'd be spot
I've had those experiences. And I don't think I'm an indigo child. You know, I don't know if I am. But I've had experiences where, you know, I remember things that I've been told, it's impossible for you to have remembered that. I've had experience.
Because you weren't alive during that time.
Especially if I wasn't alive during that time.
Yeah.
So, for example,
But that could be a past life remembrance.
Right. So, in other words, what I'm trying to establish here is, if we go and look at children everywhere, there are things about them that are strange, that are beyond the normal. And so I'm grappling with the question, are all children indigo children until they are corrupted, perverted by life, or their indigo-ness is corrupted and perverted by life? Or are these a special cohort of children who then survive the corruption of life, the perversion of life, and continue with this innocence, as it were, that makes them have access to the supernatural? That's what I'm grappling with, Sam.
Okay. So my thinking on this is, all children are born with a gift.
Yeah.
Each one is different. Each child has a different gift. Some can see things, some can feel things, some can hear things. You all have it. If you spend your whole childhood being told that's not possible, it can't happen, it's not going to happen, eventually you tune out of it and you stop thinking like that.
Yes.
If you're in an environment where it's nurtured, and the child will say, you know, Mom, I saw an angel sitting on the wall. And you say, really, what did it look like? How did it? If you nurture it, then they're more comfortable in talking to it. So every person has a gift. Every human born has a gift, be it kindness, be it something.
Yeah.
It is the environment in which that child is raised which changes it. An indigo child seems to be able to regardless of its environment, somehow at the end of the day, they push through it. They sort of get to adulthood and they still want to change. They still want to defy the man. They still want to be all of these things, and they don't generally follow a normal path. So they are an exception to the rule in the sense.
Let me ask you this question, Sam, very quickly before I take the break. This person asked the question: can we think of Führer Adolf Hitler, Chairman Mao, General Joseph Stalin, Hideki Tojo, Papa Doc, and all other power figures who changed the world in their youth were indigo children? Could we think of those people as possible indigo children? Napoleon, Shaka Zulu, would those have been indigo children at a certain point?
Would they have been normal indigo children? Yes, they would have been normal children at a young age. What occurred to change them? Were they able to withstand the changes? Were they able to continue to see the good? Were they able to keep moving forward?
Yeah.
You can fall off or go along a different path.
So an indigo child can be a force for evil?
Dependent on the environment in which it's raised. I would say yes, they can.
Yeah. Sam, in Cape Town, thank you.
Either which way.
Thank you very much for your call. Billy?
I think that was a good point she brought up. Depends on their environment very much.
So ultimately, if I understand you, indigo children are still susceptible and not immune to the currents of life that can either turn them into good or bad.
Yes, for lack of a better word, making it simplistic, of course. You know, they're still going to be influenced by their environment.
Very interesting. Cherica Billy, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Is there a way that we can follow you? Do you write articles? Do you have any?
I've written thousands of articles.
Yep.
I've written 9 books. It's on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. You can go there and there's a search magnifier, type in whatever you're looking for, and you'll see I've written on it. And I have tons and tons of YouTube videos as well.
Well, thank you very much for sharing some of your knowledge with us, Cherokee Billy. And once again, my apologies for referring to you as a man at the beginning of the show. Much appreciated. Cherokee Billy, world-renowned spiritual advisor and clairvoyant.